Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Greg Cazera is here. Greg is a great member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Learned Leadership LLC, the author of The Truth About Hydrofracking and the Next Great American Boom, also Learned Leadership, Discover 10 Keys to Awakening the Leader Within You. He's our good friend, Greg Cazera. Welcome back.
Hey, good to be here. What a way to start the week after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
I can't think of a better way to start.
I can't either. It doesn't get any better than this. I say that all the time. I'm glad somebody else is smart enough to recognize this. Hey, Greg, the economy has been, we're a year into this new administration, and from day one, things started turning around. The stock market went nuts. It's still going nuts. It took about 8 to 9 months for it to kind of start manifesting on Main Street. But it seems like that's happened now. It seems like small businesses, even though they were optimistic early on, they weren't reporting the evidence in front of them until about the middle of the summer. And in other words, that's because, as you know, on Main Street, we can't fry exuberance. We can't fry irrational exuberance. We have to have the goods. We have to have sales. And that's all we can eat. And so we had to wait on that for a little while, a little bit beyond what the Wall Street was doing. But it does seem like between that and the consumers, attitude, it just seems like the economy is getting on a good footing right now. What do you think?
Oh, I know that. I mean, that is you're absolutely spot on. And I can say this with Lynn and our small business, we do a lot of corporate training and do a lot of consulting for economic development. But I started to see it probably earlier than most folks on Main Street, and we started to see it even as early as spring, where I had clients calling me to set up training. And they didn't do that the last 5-6 years because they were laying people off. And all of a sudden, we saw that hiring. And we're busy training. Matter of fact, my wife actually joined me as a trainer in the business. So we doubled our the number of speakers we've got here. But here's the rest of the story that I think is really going to hit home for your listeners is we're seeing, and I think the biggest difference is, we have a businessman in the White House as opposed to a community development person. That's huge, and we're starting to see that.
And folks, that's not a political statement he's making there. This is just reality. Barack Obama never really understood the economy. He looked at the economy. You could tell by the way he talked about businesses, the way he talked about small businesses. And small business owners are not stupid. They're pretty smart folks, and they got pretty good instincts, and they can tell when someone is sort of disrespecting them. And there was a lot of disrespect that came out of the White House during those 8 years. And this is an example, Greg, to show that I'm not just being, it's not just an opinion. President Obama broke regulatory records in 2014, 15, and 16. No one has ever come close to the kind of pages of regulations that he ladled on to the marketplace in his administration. And I mean, it's unheard of. It's unprecedented. It blows everything history out of the water. And so here comes the new guy, and warts and all, he has done a good job on regulations, Greg.
Oh, that's huge. And your listeners obviously know how important
there are
that,
no,
that
is. My guys who are tracing this, Greg, say there are no new regulations on the register.
Thank God. And, we make money for me to hire a consultant to take care of regulatory issues, that's money going out. When I can actually, when I don't have to deal with that, I have money that I can spend to grow my business and people that hire me.
Right.
I've got money to spend on training because they're hiring people. That and really from an economic development standpoint, it's a lot easier. Matter of fact, we're going to Japan in January, and the Japanese are looking at us to bring business and industry back here to the United States and my client, the Ohio Valley. I mean, it's
let me ask you a question. How much do you, so in the last, what, two to five years, America has become an energy exporter instead of an importer. We've flipped over, we've gone over, completely flipped over that valve to where we're sucking in energy to where we're now giving it out, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What has that meant to the economy, do you think? Just that sea change, that reversing of the flow of energy, what do you think that's done to the economy?
Well, two things. First, and where your listeners see it, is at the pump and at their gas bill, because we've got this massive amount of energy. Well, increased supply and demand has stayed fairly constant. What happens? Price goes down. So, you know, I'm paying, you know, $2.50 a gallon for gasoline. I was paying $4 not that long ago.
Adjusted for inflation, have home heating BTUs ever been cheaper?
Oh, no, ever. Not ever. I can't think. I mean, I don't know if you can even go back.
With natural gas and propane and heating oil, I can't see adjusted for inflation how it could ever have been less than this.
Oh, no. So that's the one thing. The other thing is when we're a net importer, and you know, I think we talked about this in your show earlier. During Katrina, we were the price of natural gas skyrocketed. Our gasoline prices skyrocketed. Today, that didn't happen. Matter of fact, my gasoline price went down 15%, 15 cents the weekend of Harvey, because my gasoline doesn't come from Saudi Arabia anymore. Mm-hmm. It comes from the Marcellus and the Utica. There's a refinery about 60 miles from where I live that processes that. So we're processing that stuff locally. So that's what's huge. But think about all this money that was leaving our country to pay for crude oil. And all of a sudden now that we're creating jobs here, that are drilling the wells, that are processing the natural gas. I got a young man at his sister's wedding here about a month ago, Jim. The guy, 2-year technical degree, is making $70,000 a year.
In the oil field.
He's actually taking the oil, the natural gas that comes out of the wells, and they have to process it.
But he's part of the oil patch, the job is. Hold on to that thought. Greg Cazera and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.